Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Really excited about our next guest that's joining us today. I'm really welcome to have filmmaker Abdul Malik Abbott on our program today. He's with us to talk to us not only about his own journey, of course, as a filmmaker, but also what it's been like for him to be a part of some projects that many of you have gotten to know. One, of course, is something that he directed, a movie called State Property, as well, of course, the video Streets is Watching. He's here also going to talk about a new project that's coming up for next year. It's called DU Days, Adventures in Digital Underground, The Apprenticeship of Tupac Shakur. We're going to talk a little bit about how you guys can be a part of that project, as well as, of course, what he hopes it's able to do for all of you. Abdul, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing? How's everybody doing?
Hey, I'm doing really good. You know, I'm really excited to be able to speak with you. You know, my radio listeners here in Mississippi, Abdul, they laugh at me because when it comes to hip-hop, I was really late to the party. It wasn't until the last 8 years that I really started listening more to hip-hop. But I'm really excited to talk to you not only about the 25th anniversary that's coming up, you know, of that album, of course, by Digital Underground next year, but also your own journey in this. I mean, what has it been like for you? If you could look at your own career and look at what's to come, what has it been like for you to be able to do work that you love?
Well, it's been a blessing, actually, and it feels like a blink of an eye, to be honest with you. Been doing this for so long now, a few decades, and it really feels like just a blink of an eye. I was just at the Soul Train Awards this past weekend in Vegas, and they had like a retrospect of Jodeci performing, as well as Lil' Kim and the Brad and Missy Elliott singing Ladies Night. And to be honest, that was a long time ago.
Right.
But it suddenly is like, hey, now they're the golden oldies. So, you know, it's been interesting just watching the industry change, and as well as enjoying the music,
I was just going to say, you know, you've been a part of that change, Abdul. As I said, you know, the two projects that I know that people know you of, but also, of course, your passion for filmmaking and directing began long before that. I mean, you've gotten to work with some amazing talent. And as I was watching the video that's for the campaign that you have going on now for DU Days, I thought about, wow, you know, what it must be like for you to know how many people you have inspired. I mean, it's one thing for you to have been a part of this, you know, this great history in music. But what has it been like for you, Abdul, to know that you, because of doing the work that you've done, have inspired other people to want to take up filmmaking and directing as well?
It feels great, to be honest with you. I was inspired by my father who passed away a few years ago, who was also a documentary filmmaker, photographer, film teacher. And he inspired people like Julie Dash and a few other notable filmmakers as well. So, you know, I feel like I'm just taking his legacy and continuing on the journey that he started for me.
Well, you know, I think the interesting thing, as I said, you know, I was late to hip-hop myself, but when I was telling people about I was going to be speaking with you and about the new project, as soon as I mentioned Digital Underground, you should have seen the way the people's faces, you know, lit up, because they were like, you know, haven't heard anything from him in a while, yet they do hear the music. I mean, they still hear the music. You know, I think, you know, it really says a whole lot. You know, a project that came out 25 years ago, Abdul, that is still able to have the impact it has today. Do you think that really shows a big difference in not only the music that was created then, but also the music that is here today and going tomorrow today?
Yeah, I think it does, because, you know, longevity is the key in any of the entertainment industry. So I think, you know, a lot of the flash in the pans that are out now and the instant fame and the 5 seconds of fame, you can't even say 15 minutes of fame anymore. It's more like 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. So you really get to see who is really putting in the work and who's really artistic and who really has some sort of message to say in this industry, whether it is a fun message or a political message or just straight party. You know, it's like you really get to see who is the actual innovators and creators.
Right. Exactly.
And Digital Underground were creators. They really started a movement, especially as being one of the first hip hop quote unquote bands, because they had musicians. They started out as musicians.
Right. Right. And, you know, I'm going to say something, and I hope you don't laugh at me too much, Abdul, but it wasn't until I watched the video before you're talking about the documentary DU Days, did I even know that Tupac was even in Digital Underground? Because again, hip hop is still something that I'm learning, and so it wasn't until I watched that video I was like, wow, I didn't know. And then so I went to talk to some of my friends that were are more heavily involved in hip hop, especially hip hop music. I said, hey, did you guys know that Tupac was a part of Digital Underground? And they were laughing at me saying, how could you not know that was where he So is that kind of part of your hope with DU Days, to be able to not only to share this history, but also to really allow people who did not know about the group, did not know about the members, to let them know more about why this group is so important?
Yes, indeed. And I also think that it's part of, I didn't really want to reveal too much of that, only because I wanted it to be more of a surprise. But actually, you have to sell the project, so you can't just surprise people by putting in one of hip-hop's first rebels into a group and not talk about it. So, it's definitely one of those situations that I heard about Tupac getting into DU, being involved in DU actually as it was happening. So I think it's a good learning experience, just hearing the stories that people are talking about. And it's a different spin on the quote-unquote Tupac journey, because there's already been a lot of documentaries out on Tupac, but, it didn't have this sort of slant to it. It's not, it's not about all the negative things that happened with Tupac. It was more about his journey and wanting to be something and do something with himself. So
exactly.
I think people will really enjoy this, just at least just hearing about it and seeing the concert footage of him performing and just being part of a group instead of being the leader. He's actually a part of a group.
Right. So much that we can learn from that. For those who are just tuning in, both for our radio listeners, as well as those tuning in to us online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm real honored today to be able to speak with filmmaker and director Abdul Malik Abbott. He's making his first appearance on our program. Guys, I'm glad to know him, of course, directing the movie State Property. Also, the video for Streets is Watching. You said something earlier, Abdul, that I wanted to go back to, because I think it ties directly into how you are promoting this documentary and also the crowdfunding campaign with it. And that is, you talked about, the quick nature of fame today, how some people really are here, especially because of technology. They are here today and sometimes gone today. Do you think that one of the great things about technology, though, is that it allows individuals like yourself to be able to use the internet as a platform to share projects like yours and also to let them know how they can be a part of it?
I definitely do embrace technology, and I also sort of step back and look at how technology is taking over the industry as well. For example, just to jump in on certain aspects of technology that ruined the industry in a certain way is the music industry. It really did kind of ruin it in a way where, people decided, hey, we don't have to pay for music. Now it's digital. We can just download it. You get away with not spending 99 cents here, $1.29 here, buying a CD and all that stuff. But the technology then had people lose their jobs and ruin the music video industry. Music video industry collapsed based off of the fact that the artists weren't making money. And some very popular artists lost deals, and it just kind of destroyed it.
Right.
But on the bounce back, it allowed musicians like myself, as well as others, and filmmakers to be able to get into the industry because technology was now affordable and digital, and you can do stuff that looks great and sounds great without spending a lot of money. So it actually hurt and it helped at the same time.
Yeah. I had someone recently say on the program, Abdul, it really has become almost a necessary evil. You have to use it in many ways to stay relevant and current, especially for audiences that may not, have heard about you in other formats. But also, as you said, it definitely has had its downfall. Speaking of downfalls, you're able to share, and even I was able to watch it in this video. We'll be telling our listeners how they can find out more information about the campaign, as well as, of course, watch the video that you're talking about. And then you really go into the history of this group. And again, a lot of this was exciting to me, Abdul, because I was just hearing about it for the first time. And just as I was learning about Tupac being a part of the group, I was learning about, their history as well through your video. You are an individual that, because of the respect you have in this industry and the respect that you have also also in music, you're able to tell this story along with, of course, Chopmaster Jay in a way that few people are able to do it. Do you believe that's one of the reasons why it's so special and why it's something that definitely it will be not only, I think, a commemorative effort for next year, but also a way of really showing, you know, how hip-hop has changed and how this group was a part of that change?
Yeah, I think you hit it right on the head. I do file it. It entertains, educates, and could help empower people to actually take control of their careers and not, you know, have some downfalls that they had. So I do feel like this is not, you know, a 6-second Vine video. This is not. This is a documentary where you just sit and you watch, you listen, and it's not going super fast. You know, I really wanted to make a point to not try to take everything and just blend it all up into, 20 minutes or something like that.
Right.
It's something that you would just sit and watch, and you could find different moments in the documentary that you like, that you find is funny or entertaining or whatever. But this is, you know, this is a real documentary. You know, I'm a big fan of the Rick Burns documentaries, and those are not slow moving. Well, they are slow moving, but the thing is that you really get involved and you really want to listen and you want to take in that history. So this is what this is. It's a history on Digital Underground. It's a history on the industry. It's a history on musicians, you know, all sorts of facets of the musician or the record industry is inside of this documentary.
Right. And again, what a great thing for all of us to be able to be a part of. And that's the great thing about it for our listeners, both on the radio side as well as online, that you guys can be a part of this. And all you have to do is take a piece of this crowdfunding campaign, make it your own. And then, of course, to help spread the word. That's how it all goes. And, you know, and that's one of the things you say in the video, Abdul. You know what? You know, you guys can do your part. You guys can be a part of this. And know that you're doing something special. I think that's one of the exciting things about these crowdfunding campaigns. Indiegogo is really, I think, helped a lot of people feel like, you know what, when they see something, I was a part of that. And you're offering,
right,
you know, some great opportunities for people who are, you know, taking advantage of being a part of it, beginning, you know, with just $5. You know, all they have to do is skip out on a Happy Meal one day, you know, and be able to take that and to use it toward this campaign. And then, of course, to know that they're being able to be a part of something special. I want to talk to you about longevity in music for just a moment. And, you know, I thought about, too, when I was watching your video, that I don't know today, and I was thinking about the artists that are out here and, of course, the tragedies we hear about today. You know, do you think there is the appreciation that Digital Underground had when it comes to music and their career? Sure, they had their problems. But, you know, one of the things that I thought about when watching that video was they were actually a part of the people. You saw them interacting with the people. They weren't, you know, having to, you know, be communicating with them on their iPads or through social media. They actually were literally there. Do you think that's something that other artists can learn from, the importance of having that interaction with their fans?
I definitely believe so, because the bottom line is that, you know, once you, you know, lift your head up from your mobile device, there is a world around you. And if you don't interact with the people, then it's not real. So
yeah.
I feel that they were able to really touch the audience, literally be out there touring all over the world and making fun music. And that's really what they did. They just really made fun music. It wasn't offensive. It was mostly funny and funky and all sorts of cool little catchphrases. But the bottom line is that they were able to physically be with the fans, interact with the fans, and then I think the fans appreciate it, and the music speaks for itself. And they still play the music.
Right.
All the time. You put the dance on, you know it's going to get the crowd rocking, whether they want to dance the old school way or they want to just do what they want to do. But people really enjoy the music, and that's really what really proves to be the lifelong journey for this band, the music.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Now, we've been talking about the documentary, but also along with the documentary next year, there's also going to be a revisiting of the music. I mean, how exciting has that been for you to know that that's one of the things that will be coming out next year too? You know, being able to look back at the music that this group was able to create.
Well, it's really exciting because, you know, I am involved with the, you know, Sons of the Underground, DU Next Generation,
mm-hmm,
coming out with their spin on the Digital Underground flavor. So, you know, that's going to be pretty exciting. Young cats coming into the game who have the new sound but still want to keep that cool, laid back flavor, funky flavor from the old school band. So I think it's going to be an exciting situation that hopefully people will jump on board and realize, hey, you know what? These guys are carrying on this legacy, and there's no reason for you to hate on them because they're actually really good.
Yeah. Well, you know, what a privilege it has to be for you, Abdul, to be able to know that, you know, not only you're able to nurture your own career, but then, of course, to be there for others as well. And I think that is what this is all about, being able to be there to encourage other people and to show us also, you know, how, you know, we all have heard that saying, the more things change, the more they stay the same. And I think, you know, there really is, I think, when people listen to music today, and even as, you know, I saw you talking about, I think, on another platform, that, you know, people are using this music whether other individuals realize it or not. So Digital Underground is still being heard literally every day because not only of samples, but also, of course, because, you know, people still love to go to that music because it does take them back to an exciting time. And now, of course, as we've been talking about, our audience can be a part of this exciting time and be a part of this documentary. Again, it's called DU Days, Adventures in Digital Underground, The Apprenticeship of Tupac Shakur. Of course, it's going to be for next year, but you guys can be a part of it now. Abdul, where's the best place for our listeners to go? As I mentioned, it is on Indiegogo, but is there a particular place you want people to go to be able to stay connected with the project as it's developing?
Yeah, you can. First of all, there's two websites. They both actually lead to each other, so you can go to hiphopearlydays.com. That's hiphopearlydays.com, or dudays.com. That's DU as in Digital Underground. dudays.com. Both of those websites pretty much have this, you know, lead to each other. And you'll see the campaign there for the link for Indiegogo, as well as some news and all sorts of links to tweet and go to the Facebook page and get involved and sort of, you know, start trending and all the good stuff, all the social media stuff that we need to really make this thing come to life. And, you know, I would really be honored for people to really step up and get involved in something that's really made for the people. You know, I'm not really making this for myself because I already know the information now. So it's actually, right, it's for people. It's not just for me, my private use. This is for everybody.
Exactly. It is for everybody, just as Digital Underground would have wanted it, music for everybody that everyone could appreciate. Congratulations to you and to Chopmaster J. I know we're going to be speaking with him as well about this project. Abdul, really appreciate your taking out the time. Again, dudays.com, you know, make sure you guys go there. Make sure you guys watch the video I've been referring to and be a part of the campaign. Be active in this. Do what you can to be able to help, and then to be able to share it with your platforms so that others can be able to do the same thing. Again, it's to be able not only to share the music, but also the history that's behind the music, something I think all of us will appreciate. Thank you again for the time today, Abdul. Really appreciate it, and looking forward to staying connected with you.
Oh, yeah, definitely, for sure. And if people want to look at some of my work, it's on my website, which is my name, AbdulMalikAbbott.com. It's AbdulMalikAbbott. AbdulMalikAbbott.com, and there's a bunch of videos and photos there, and there's a link there for you to send me emails if you got any questions or comments, or if you need any advice. You know, I'm really good at giving the advice. I'm not gonna give you the Hollywood BS. I kind of very straightforward person, and I do mentor a lot of young people, so feel free to hit me up on the email.
Awesome. I'm glad you shared that again, AbdulMalikAbbott.com. Make sure you guys do take him up on that. Stay connected with him. And then, of course, at dudays.com, make sure you guys are staying connected with the project and doing your part to make sure that this documentary comes to life. And you know, Abdul, you know, I really appreciate not only your contribution to music, but also, you know, your contribution to the arts as well. You know, I think, you know, even I know State Property, so I know that means that our radio listeners as well as our online listeners, you know, are familiar with your work, and so excited to have this time to be able to speak with you. Appreciate it.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We can keep on going unless you got to go.
Well, you know what? You know, one thing I do want to ask you, since you said about advice, I do want to ask you this question before we let you go, and that is, you know, about the passion, because you have been able to have this amazing career that I think a lot of people, as we talked about earlier, unfortunately are not able to have. What advice would you give in the age that we're living in today? What advice would you give to someone who may be interested in filmmaking about the importance of not just, you know, doing something, but being passionate about it?
My best advice is to take advantage of the technology, yes, but learn the craft of whatever you actually want to do, whether it's directing, cameraman, editing, or whatever. Just learn your craft, because once you've mastered the technology, you still have to tell a story, or you still have to create that song or whatever you're going to do, and then that's where people will be judging you, not because you know how to use a camera or you know how to use an MPC or you know how to use Pro Tools or whatever. You have to be able to showcase your work, and that should be quality. So study. That's all I can really say is study the craft. I went to film school for 4 years, you know, that college, and that was very expensive. And no one really asked for the diploma after I graduated. But the thing is, I would never not want to have gone to college and learned the craft. So that's what really kept me afloat, the fact that I made a decision that I would like to be a master in this craft, and I studied it.
Right.
And that's how, you know, I was able to keep that passion going, knowing that, hey, I made this decision. It wasn't for me to become, go viral or anything. This was to have a career.
Right.
So, you know, if people only have aspiration to go viral, then you're doing it the wrong way.
Exactly. That is a really good point. And only you could share something like that, Abdul, because you know from your own experience. I think that's the thing. It's not about – I was just listening to Simon Cowell earlier today, and he was talking about, you know, if you're doing it just for the fame, then you're definitely doing it for the wrong reason. And I think that passion has to be there. Thank you so much for sharing that. Again, everyone, filmmaker and director Abdul Malik Abbott has been our guest. Been talking to him not only about his own history in the industry, but also about the new project that you guys can be a part of right now. It's a documentary coming out for next year, DU Days, Adventures in Digital Underground, The Apprenticeship of Tupac Shakur. Make sure you guys are staying connected with Abdul, as he mentioned, on his website at AbdulMalikAbbott.com. There you can stay connected with him, as well as, of course, for the project, you can go to dudays.com. Abdul, really appreciate your time today, man. Really going to be staying connected with you on social media, as well as, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime.
Nope, no problem. And if you guys want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at DJ Abby Ab, A-B-B-Y-A-B, DJ Abby Ab. That's my musician name, so I'm on Twitter at DJ Abby Ab, as well as Instagram. So
yeah.
check it out.
Yeah, and I'll make sure that we tag you there as well, Abdul. Again, at DJ Abby Ab, A-B-B-Y-A-B is where you guys can stay connected with him. Definitely thank Abdul for the time today. I want to thank you, our listeners, for joining us for this segment of Conversations Live. There's more Conversations Live to come, so definitely make sure you guys stay tuned. You guys can also find, of course, the information that we posted here on our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. There we'll be posting about the new documentary, as well as, of course, how you guys can do your part to be a part of it. Thank you all for tuning into this segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.